Do you know how to find the right oil for your car? Now you can find out quickly and easily online, thanks to Castrol's Rego to Oil tool. Simply type in your Rego, select your state, and within seconds you'll know the best Castrol products to unlock the edge of performance in your car. So what's your car best suited to? Just search Rego, the number 2, and oil, and find out.
A Motorsport Podcast Network production.
Hey gang, Noons here, Aaron Noonan. Great to have you with me. Repco Supercars Weekly for a Friday, coming to you from V8 Sleuth headquarters in Melbourne, Victoria, Australia. The latest goings on in the Repco Supercars Championship is what this episode of the podcast is all about. Now, this year marks the 100th anniversary of Repco. They're driven by passion. So are you. So are we. Visit the garage now online. It's garage.repco.com.au. Now, speaking of the 2023 Repco Supercars Championship, some news today regarding the Newcastle 500, and all has been quiet on that. It hasn't officially been pulled from this year's calendar, but I can tell you it's definitely not happening this year. 2023, the plan is for it to open the championship March 10 to 12. That's pending approval from Heritage New South Wales. Now, of course, Newcastle hosted the final round in 2017, 18 and 19, but it hasn't been run since due to the pandemic. Now, New South Wales Heritage approval is required, and that's required because the existing application to utilise the area at Camp Shortland, which is where the Turn 11 hairpin is, actually expired in April. So that's had to be reapplied for. The Newcastle Council is supporting supercars on its application to Heritage New South Wales. You can read the full story on the v8sleuth.com.au website now. If you're a 888 fan, great news. There's model cars galore announced this week to put on your shelf when they arrive. Pre-order so you don't miss out. Models of Shane Van Gisbergen's Perth Commodore, the one that won 600 races for Holden. Brock Feeney's first podium finisher from the Tasmania Super Sprint at Simmons Plains. The two Indigenous liveried cars for Red Bull Ampol from Darwin. And the Bathurst 12-hour Manfilter Mercedes-Benz. They're available to pre-order now from the V8 Sleuth Superstore. The link to view these is in our show notes. And don't forget, when you order your model cars and your books and your DVDs and all that sort of stuff, you're supporting V8 Sleuth. You're supporting the content that we make, the podcasts, the website stories, all the stuff we do. When you shop with us, it's helping support all the things we do. So we really appreciate your support. Now, have you heard the one? This is good. Have you heard the one about the V8 supercar Falcon AU in France? Yes, France. Now, a lookalike of Craig Lowndes' 00 Motorsport cars popped up this week. The story is on our website if you want to delve a little bit deeper. But this car is not a Craig Lowndes car. It's been placed up for sale in France. It's been used as a drive day and track ride day car for many, many years. It was, in fact, actually Anthony Tratt's Toll Falcon that debuted in 1999, a long time ago now, and was used by Tratty for a couple of seasons. Tony Evangelou used it in the Konica Minolta series, as it was then, the what's now Super 2. Went to the UK, and it's been in France for well over a decade now. It's up for sale, and I wouldn't mind betting there's someone in Australia who might snap that up and bring that car back, but the full story is on our website. It's amazing to know where these old V8 supercars pop up. There's a lot of love for this category around the world, and plenty of those cars are now no longer in Australia and on our soil. So there you go. You can tell your mates at the pub, you heard the one about the Lowndes lookalike in France. That's a line that you would not hear too many other times. Now, the Bend is coming up next round of the Repco Supercars Championship, the OTR Super Sprint at the Bend Motorsport Park. A little milestone that we wanted to cover off this week that's coming up at that round that no one's told you about yet, because we're the people who tell you about this stuff. Walkinshaw Andretti United will start its 400th championship round. Now, of course, that team formerly known as the Holden Racing Team and now WAU, but it is the same team. It carries that continuation through that we apply when we do the statistics. That dates back to Amaru 1990, when Wyn Percy gave the team its championship debut in the Holden Racing Team Commodore VL Group A SV, more commonly known as the Walkinshaw. So it's been a long, long run, but 400 rounds for that team is an impressive performance. And of course, with all of the team's cars from the Holden Racing Team era, it's in our book, HRT The Cars, the second edition, is available now. Perfect idea for Father's Day. If you're looking for a Father's Day gift for a dad or a grandpa or someone who's an absolute Holden nut, grab one of these. They're limited to just 3,000 numbered copies. The website is superstore.v8sleuth.com.au, 400 pages packed with photos and lots of reading. Now, on this day, this date is an important one because there's a few things that have happened on this date over the course of time. On this day, 70 years ago, little wee John Cleland was born. Happy birthday to the two-time British touring car champion, of course, pretty much the best overseas unofficial ambassador for the Bathurst 1000 that there's ever been. John Cleland, the Scot, he's a ripper, he's a legend, he's a superstar. He turns 70 today, so happy birthday to JC. If you wind back the clock on this day to 2001, which is not quite when JC was born, it's the year that he finished second at Bathurst, though, with Brad Jones. But on this day in 01, Paul Morris won the Calder round of what was then known as the Shell Championship Series, of course, the V8 Supercar Championship. His first wins came on that very day when he won two of the three races to win the round. Overall, in the big Kev cleaning products, Commodore VT. And of course, that was an ex-Holden Racing Team car. It is in our HRT cars book. And also on this day, 1990, Oran Park was the final round of that year's Shell Australian Tour, or Shell Ultra, I think it was that year, Australian Touring Car Championship. Jim Richards clinched his third championship on this day back in 1990. He was dominant. The Nissan GTR took the victory. It was its first win in the championship for the GTR, and what a time to do it. He beat home Peter Brock Sierra to clinch the title. It was also the last round that we saw George Furey compete in the Australian Touring Car Championship. He was at the helm of one of Glenn Seaton's PJ Ford Sierras. Now, next week, the V8 Sleuth podcast powered by Repco returns on Wednesday with a sit-down with a guest who last year celebrated 50 years working in the Australian motorsport media. David Hassell is a great friend of mine. He was the biographer for Peter Brock, the founding editor of Australian Motor Racing Magazine and the magazine that gave me my start way back when, Motorsport News. He's got a great insight, a great story in the sport. He's been up close with all of the big names and he's broken some of the most important stories in the sport. He talks about that next week on the podcast, including the time that Peter Jansen bowled him over in a rallycross at Calder. And you know what? We have the video proof. We'll run that on our socials next week, so keep your eyes peeled for that one. Don't forget, Castrol Motorsport News podcast every Tuesday. Stefan and AVL ribbing it down with the best insight and analysis in the game in Australian motorsport. Subscribe so you don't miss the boys wherever you listen to your podcasts around the place. Of course, the Repco Supercars Weekly pod's back on Thursdays or Fridays, depending on the news of the week and what's happening. It's your perfect podcast week of motorsport with the Motorsport Podcast Network. Right, that's it. Repco Supercars Weekly done with the latest news, notes and quotes of the Repco Supercars Championship. And I look forward to kicking back and relaxing this weekend and back into it in the office next week as we count down towards the bend, the next round of the championship. In the meantime, have a great weekend and we will chat to you very soon. Do you know how to find the right oil for your car? Now you can find out quickly and easily online, thanks to Castrol's Rego to Oil tool. Simply type in your Rego, select your state, and within seconds you'll know the best Castrol products to unlock the edge of performance in your car. So what's your car best suited to? Just search Rego, the number 2, and oil, and find out.